Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan says Prime Minister's flagship platform, Pragati, has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes across the country. Centre approves 22 new projects across 8 states under Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme. Union Minister Ashwani Vaishnav advises electronics industry to focus on local sourcing and high standards to compete in global market. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh expresses concern over involvement of highly educated individuals and professionals in anti-national activities. Health Minister J.P. Nadda releases 10th edition of Indian Pharmacopoeia, highlights introduction of blood component monographs for transfusion medicine in it for the first time. India rejects Pakistan's claims of striking Indian military facilities in Punjab during Operation Sindoor. And in National Shooting Championship, Amira Arshad wins women's 10-meter air rifle gold, while Zuhair Khan clinches men's trap gold. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan today said the Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation Pragati system has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes. Addressing Media New Delhi on the outcomes of Pragati, Mr. Somanathan said that so far 50 meetings of Pragati have been held and under it over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crore rupees, including those which faced problems, were reviewed. Informed that 61 government schemes, including One Nation, One Ration Card and PM Jan Arogya Yojana, were also reviewed other than the projects. He said that since the implementation of Pragati in 2015, 36 different classes of grievances, including issues related to Corona, banking and insurance and Jan Dhan Yojana, were reviewed.
In terms of projects, it has so far covered over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crores. This includes both projects which had a problem and projects which did not have a problem. I am not suggesting that all 3,300 faced problems, but this is the portfolio of projects that Pragati has handled in this period of time. 61 government schemes other than projects have also been reviewed in Pragati.
The Cabinet Secretary said Pragati-led system has helped resolve 7,156 issues out of the 7,735 issues related to projects. He also informed that Pragati has helped commissioning of critical projects like Jammu-Udhampur, Srinagar-Baramula Rail Link project and Bogibil Rail Cum Road Bridge over River Brahmaputra.
The number of issues that have been raised and resolved, we have taken up 7,735 issues in the various projects that have been covered by this system, and out of which 7,156 have so far been resolved. And if we look at the resolved issues, 73% relate to only three topics. The largest number, 35%, is on land acquisition. The second largest is on forest, wildlife and environmental clearances. And the third is on issues of right of use or right of way.
Mr. Somanathan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi conceptualized Pragati as a comprehensive solution to the large time and cost overruns in country's public projects and schemes across tiers of government. He said this is a system which is in force for 10 years. Our correspondent reports that the objective of Pragati is to improve centre-centre and centre-state coordination to fast-track critical infrastructure projects facing issues and bottlenecks.
Pragati mechanism deploys a technology-based platform for project monitoring, citizens' grievance redressal and reviewing scheme implementation through active collaboration of central ministries and state governments. The Prime Minister chairs Pragati review meetings directly with the Chief Secretaries of States and Secretaries of Central Ministries and Departments to address issues in specific projects and schemes. Speaking about railway projects reviewed under Pragati, CEO and Railway Board Chairman Satish Kumar said there are 427 projects of which 38% have been completed.
And in the current year, Indian Railway, as in December, they've already spent 80% of the capex. That is remarkable. And more importantly, our 98% of the broad gauge is now electrified. And 68 Vande Bharat trains, which are running 164 of the services, flagship trains of Indian Railways, and they are serving all of us.
Secretary, Road Transport and Highways V. Umashankar said Road Transport and Highways Ministry is one of the biggest beneficiary of the Pragati initiative. Secretary Ministry of Power Pankaj Agarwal said 416 projects of Ministry of Power were reviewed under Pragati, in which 885 issues were come to notice, out of which 803 were resolved. Pragati continues to serve as an effective platform for driving accountability and accelerating project implementation through close monitoring and review at the highest level. With Anand Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. These projects are expected to generate production worth 2,58,000 crore rupees and create around 34,000 direct jobs. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said the implementation of major reforms and the acceleration of execution are key hallmarks of the Modi government. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that it is extremely worrying to find highly educated individuals and those associated with prestigious professions involved in activities against the nation and society. He was addressing the Foundation Day celebration of a college in Udaipur today. Mr. Singh said that modern India draws strength and pride from recognizing its ancient past and cultural traditions. He said merely acquiring higher education is not sufficient if a person lacks human values and national commitment.
Education that is devoid of religion and morality will not be useful for society and sometimes even proves to be dangerous. Perhaps this is the reason why even educated people are found to be involved in criminal activities. Today, alarming tendencies like white-collar terrorism are emerging before the citizens of the country, where highly educated individuals are acting against society and the nation. Recently, the bomb blast that took place in Delhi, who were the ones who carried it out? They were doctors.
हाल में ही जो बम ब्लास्ट हुआ था दिल्ली में वो करने वाले कौन था? डॉक्टर थे.
Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today informed that India now stands at the 8th position globally in WHO pharmacovigilance contributions as compared to 123rd 10 years ago. The minister said this while releasing the 10th edition of India's official book of drug standards, Indian Pharmacopoeia 2026, in New Delhi. The minister said that the newly launched report has incorporated 121 monographs, increasing the total number of monographs to 3,340. Mr. Nadda highlighted that the first-time inclusion of 20 blood component monographs will help to expand study and research in blood transfusion, thalassemia, hemophilia and anemia. Mr. Nadda further said that India is the first country to include blood component. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Centre has approved appointment of Justice Mahesh Saratchandra Sonak as the Chief Justice of the Jharkhand High Court. As per a notification issued by the Union Ministry of Law and Justice, President Draupadi Murmu has approved Justice Sonak's appointment. Justice Sonak, who is currently a judge of the Bombay High Court, will assume office upon retirement of incumbent Chief Justice on the 8th of this month. The appointment follows the recommendation made by the Supreme Court Collegium at its recent meeting. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav today reviewed the steps taken by the state government officials regarding the contaminated drinking water incident in Indore. The Chief Minister instructed to serve show cause notices to the Indore Municipal Corporation Commissioner and Additional Commissioner. He directed to transfer the Additional Commissioner from Indore with immediate effect and to withdraw the charge of the water distribution works from the in-charge Superintending Engineer. The Chief Minister also emphasized that following the Indore contaminated drinking water incident, corrective measures were being taken for other parts of the state as well. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that enhancing farmers' income remains a key priority of the central government. Speaking in Nashik, the minister said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the farmers. He assured that all necessary efforts will continue to strengthen the agriculture sector.
Farmers will receive not just one, but many benefits. Our goal is to ensure that while farmers have achieved record production, their income also increases even further.
The process of issuing notices for hearings as part of the Special Intensive Division of Electoral Rolls in Kerala is progressing. Notices have been issued after the release of the draft voter list. We have more from a correspondent.
The revision process has already seen a significant number of applications. Since the publication of the draft electoral roll, over 1,21,000 applications have been received seeking various updates and corrections to the list. Among these, 96,785 applications have been submitted for the inclusion of first-time voters who have turned 18 or name transfer from one constituency to another. Additionally, a total of 24,772 applications have been received from Indian citizens living abroad, requesting the inclusion of their names in the electoral roll. Another significant figure is the 444 applications submitted for removal of names from the voter list, indicating efforts to clean and update the records. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparava Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, the Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One in Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in Delhi tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this exposition is in line with his government's commitment to further popularizing the noble thoughts of Bhagwan Buddha. India has rejected Pakistan's claims of striking Indian military facilities in Punjab during Operation Sindoor. Sources in the Indian Army said that Pakistan is circulating misleading and unverified satellite images, falsely claiming strikes on Indian military facilities. The sources said these claims are not supported by facts, as independent verification of the locations shown in the images confirms that no destruction is visible at the alleged targets. The sources said that Indian military facilities cited in the post remain intact with no signs of blast impact or structural damage. In shooting, Haryana's Amira Arshad edged Railway's Rajshri Anil Kumar Sancheti to win the 10-meter air rifle women final at the 68th National Shooting Championship Rifle in Bhopal. Chhattisgarh's Pranju Shri Somani claimed bronze. At the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in New Delhi, Uttar Pradesh's Zuhair Khan won the men's trap gold. Uttarakhand's Shapad Bhardwaj took silver and Olympian Kyanan Chennai bronze. Uttar Pradesh also claimed the men's trap team title ahead of Punjab and Uttarakhand. In the junior events, Karnataka's Tilotama Sen won two golds in the 10-meter air rifle junior and youth women's finals. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for dense and very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh tomorrow. The weather agency has also predicted cold wave conditions at isolated places, Himachal Pradesh and ground frost conditions over Uttarakhand. The IMD said that the cold day conditions will prevail at isolated pockets over East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Bihar till Monday. The government has announced the extension of the deadline for submission of fresh applications under the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for textiles up to the 31st of March this year. The Minister of Textiles informed that the extension follows the significant response received since the application portal was reopened in August last year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan says Prime Minister's flagship platform, Pragati, has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes across the country. Centre approves 22 new projects across 8 states under Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav advises electronics industry to focus on local sourcing and high standards to compete in global market. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh expresses concern over involvement of highly educated individuals and professionals in anti-national activities. Health Minister J.P. Nadda releases 10th edition of Indian Pharmacopoeia, highlights introduction of blood component monographs for transfusion medicine in it for the first time. India rejects Pakistan's claims of striking Indian military facilities in Punjab during Operation Sindoor. And in National Shooting Championship, Amira Arshad wins women's 10-meter air rifle gold, while Zuhair Khan clinches men's trap gold. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.